This week we're going to look at Nicholas Callan, who is a priest and a scientist based at NUI Maynooth. He lived in the middle of the 19th century, and here to talk about his life and his works is Dr. Niall McKeith, who's curator of the National Science Museum at NUI Maynooth. So welcome, Dr. McKeith.
Well, thank you very much. Delighted to be on your programme.
Sure. Now, obviously, science is a relatively new thing, is it, at NUI Maynooth? I mean, people would think of Maynooth and they think of the clerics.
No, far from it. The college was initially set up in 1795 by the British government, who bought a house called Stoyt House. John Stoyt was the land agent to the Duke of Leinster. And they brought over seven professors from Sorbonne to set up the universities. And one of those professors was a Professor Darley, who was a professor of physics. So physics had been taught, as I say, in Maynooth since its foundation in 1795.
Okay, so there's a long tradition there that people might not have known about.
Correct, yes.
So we're talking about Nicholas Callan here today, and maybe tell us a little bit about the man. He became a famous scientist, and we'll talk about that later, but where was he from? What kind of background did he have?
Well, he was born in 1799 in a small town called Darver in County Louth, somewhere halfway between Dundalk and Drogheda. And he got an early education, believe it or not, by a Presbyterian clergyman, William Nelson, in Dundalk. However, it was, as I say, a priest then, that their local priest, the Father Andrew Levins, who took him in hand as an altar boy when Callan was an altar boy and mass server. And he started then, first of all, as a seminary student at a seminary in Navan.
Okay.
Before he then came on to enter Maynooth in 1816.
Okay, and they were already, there was people there that were interested in physics. I believe it was called natural philosophy.
It was called natural philosophy at that time, and the professor of natural philosophy at the time, they was a Professor Denver. And Denver was the one who initiated the interest in electricity in Nicholas Callan. Nicholas Callan, having finished, been ordained a priest in Maynooth, he then went to Rome around 1823 to do his doctorate in divinity. And while he was in Rome, he then met Luigi Galvani and Alexandra Volta. And, of course, they were then leading exponents in the field of electricity.
Volta, as in voltage?
Yeah, correct, yes. And when Professor Denver was then appointed Bishop of Down and Connor, then Nicholas Callan applied for the Professorship of Natural Philosophy, or Physics, as we call it today, in 1826.
Okay, so he was quite a young man at that stage, though, wasn't he, still?
Yeah, of course, to say very young. When he was appointed professor, and he remained as professor of physics until his death in 1864.
Okay, now he's really famous for something called the induction coil. So maybe you could explain to our listeners what exactly is an
induction
coil.
Are essentially the ignition coil that is in every petrol-driven car in the world. Today was invented by Nicholas Callan in Maynooth. Essentially, in terms of the motor car. The induction coil or ignition coil takes the 12 volts from the car battery, steps it up to 20,000 volts to get the spark plug to ignite the petrol to drive the piston down in the engine to move the crankshaft.
So essentially it ramps up the power that a battery can supply to the the vehicle.
Callan is that he realised that it was the power of the battery, and also essentially it was a transformer. A very early type of transformer, and he realized that the speed with which he changed the current in essentially the primary determined how large the voltage he was generating in the secondary. So he was generating voltages of the order of 600,000 volts in the 1850s.
Right, that was massive, wasn't it, at the time? I mean, colossal.
Massive even now.
Yeah.
He didn't have the modern voltmeter that we have nowadays in our physics department in order to measure the voltage. So what he used to do, shows you a sense of humor that he had, to determine how good a voltage he was generating, he would make 15 clerical students hold hands, and the last two would have to put their hands on the output of the secondary coil of his induction coil or transformer. And he figured out that, or he decided how good a voltage he was generating by how high the clerical students jumped.
Oh, right, okay. I don't think you get away with that now today.
No, but I think about doing it on a Thursday morning after the late night bar.
on the way. Might wake them up.
But in one of those experiments that today, he rendered the future Archbishop of Dublin and Archbishop Walsh unconscious. And so the bishops turned around and said, look, you can't do that anymore. So he used to put the electrodes across the heads of turkeys.
Yeah,
and if he electrocuted them, then he knew he was generating good voltage.
Yeah, no. Today we'd have to worry about a few other things. You can't.
I think we would have a lot of society down on his neck today.
Exactly. So could we say that he really laid the foundation for maybe the motor car, in the sense that motor cars require powerful batteries?
Well, of course, the first ignition coil or induction coil that was used today in a motor car. Today was by Ford in the Model T. So that was the first time. Before that, there was no batteries and there was no in cars, and all of them had to be turned by hand, the engine, to start. So the Model T was the first one that had the battery. It was a 6-volt battery at the time, and an ignition coil or an induction coil to generate the spark.
Okay, now we'd like to wrap it up here by just asking you about the museum. It's the National Science Museum at NUI Maynooth, so if somebody's interested in Callan, I presume they can go there and see some of the work he did.
Yes, the museum essentially was set up in the 1930s as an ecclesiastical museum. But the professor of physics from Monsignor McLaughlin in the 1950s, he was interested in the history of science, and then particularly the work that Nicholas Callan did. And he went into the basement of Stoyt House that I referred to earlier, and a lot of Callan's original coils and batteries and everything were still there over 100 years since Callan had died. And he started to move these up into the museum. And then after McLaughlin, then a Father Casey, who was the retired professor of chemistry, became involved. And then in the 1990s, I became involved. And we started going through the physics department and the chemistry department, but in particular the physics department. And so we started to move then all of what we considered museum pieces up into the museum. So it became more and more a science museum than an ecclesiastical museum.
And sorry, we're just running out of time. Is it open to the public?
In the summertime, it's between May and September. It's open on the Tuesday and Thursday afternoon between 2 and 4 and Sunday afternoon between 2 and 6. However, I do, open it on occasions, especially if there are groups of people who want to.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Dr. McKeith. That's Dr. Niall McKeith, curator of the National Science Museum at NUI Maynooth. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.